As part of its mission, Executive Director Melissa Driver-Beard said CORA, or the Chatham County Outreach Alliance, doesn't turn anyone looking for food away. But when SNAP cuts hit in November, she said the daily crowd visiting its Pittsboro and Siler City locations more than doubled. She told 97.9 The Hill last month how the organization doesn't know how it will sustain that increased demand for food long term, as federal support for food insecurity programs is dwindling.
Right now we're in good shape, but if we keep serving at the level that we're serving, I don't know how long that will last, and we're looking at years of having to think about this. Normally when you're in sort of an emergency like this, you're thinking about, oh, I've got to get through the next 3 months or 6 months. We're looking at the next 3 to 6 years, because even at the end of this administration, if things change, there'll be a significant period of time after that where we're playing catch up.
The 43-day federal government shutdown that began in October saw the highest rate of food insecurity nationally, even compared to the pandemic. But the local food banks felt the impacts of federal funding cuts all year. March saw funding cuts to two USDA programs providing more than $1 billion in food assistance. As a result, CORA lost more than $300,000 worth of food, including most of its emergency food assistance funding, as well as a $48,000 grant it uses to purchase produce from local farmers. And last month, the Trump administration began withholding SNAP aid from Democratic-led states unless they provided information about those receiving the assistance. Although North Carolina complied, the administration is still withholding funding from 5 states. Porch Chapel Hill Carborough Executive Director Aaron Riney said food banks don't know what to depend on or what to expect, leaving them wondering how to help the growing number of food insecure families across Orange and Chatham counties.
It's requiring us to build out more because we can't rely on the systems we've relied on in the past. And that's very different. We are trying to deal with increased need while also creating a new process and a new food security infrastructure, because what we've established and what we relied upon has been, and I want to be very clear about this, intentionally disrupted or chipped away at. And that is not coming back anytime soon.
But in order for organizations to find and purchase food, as well as pay for its transportation and other operational costs, Riney said the nonprofits need transformational dollars, community support, and partnerships. She specifically emphasized the need for larger gifts like planned giving, trusts, individual donations, and giving circles.
We need some bigger dollars to step up, because I hope what people are taking away from this is that it is not business as usual for food security nonprofits. I mean, it hasn't been for a while, but our government is not going to be there. It's being dismantled. Like the programs are going to save us. So then we need to decide as a community, what are we going to tolerate? And then also, how are we going to step up?
Riney said the need for financial stability is also crucial for helping relieve the emotional toll food insecurity can have on families. She said the food banks simply give people a break, letting them put more funds towards rent or gas to drive to their jobs. And Tables' Suzanne Tormolin said the demand is rising, with no signs of slowing down. At the end of this past year, she said the Carborough-based organization was feeding nearly 1,200 kids a week, with 300 more on the wait list.
We are asked daily how someone can help get someone off our wait list. How much does it cost to get someone off of your wait list? Honestly, I can say it's $1,500 to feed one child for 1 year, but we need that sustainably. If we want to keep providing our children with the food we want to provide them, the healthy food, the nutritious food, and to provide them week on week, we need the reliable, sustainable funding.
According to Driver Beard, hunger can be a solvable issue when there is both political and community will. But in the absence of government programs, she said local food banks need support from the community members who have the ability to help them.
The $10 gifts, the $100 gifts, the gifts of food, the food drives that people hold for us, they all matter. But I think we're all a little afraid to say it out loud. It's the $100,000 gifts that are transformational.
To hear the full discussion, see the story on chapelborough.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Emma Cook.